I hit a homer off you in a game you won. You won the division, you won the DS, the CS, and the World Series, and you're mad. What if you'd have lost? Would you have wanted to kill somebody? I mean, the level of rational thought there doesn't even register.
Yep.
All right, let's get to it. It's the wrap-up of Crunch Time each Tuesday. Alex, you could be the leadoff.
I'm going to start right there. To Hunter Strickland, I ask.
What are you doing?
We have beat the topic to death, but here's the gist of my opinion on it. There is no bigger sissy, whiny, crybaby pants in the world of sports than a baseball pitcher. And I realize some of the seemingly biggest, toughest SOBs in the history of the sport were pitchers, but you cannot tell me that a 6'4", 230-pound mammoth of a person is tough when he throws at Bryce Harper for hitting two home runs off him 3 years ago. 3 years ago. I can fully admit that I am a guy who can hold a grudge.
Yes.
I have disowned people forever for certain things they've done to me, but you're a pitcher. He's a hitter. There's a pretty good chance that he's going to hit a home run off you at some point, especially because he's one of the best hitters in the world. And you know what the headline was after the fight? Still going on today. I just read it in Sports Illustrated. Buster Posey is a bad teammate. Buster Posey is your MVP and one of the most beloved guys in Giants history, and you put him in the position to either fight Bryce Harper right after coming off concussion protocol defending your dumbass, or to, quote, look like a bad teammate. How can you be big picture enough to go back 3 years for a home run, but not big picture enough to protect your franchise player and your catcher? By the way, you're a pitcher. The catcher is kind of your best friend on the field.
No way.
Oh, right. Because you're a moron, as we ask.
What are you doing?
By the way, I would like to thank Red from That 70s Show for making dumbass. Such a just front and center part of our daily vernacular. I am indebted to the Pittsburgh Police Department, I ask.
What are you doing?
Game one of the Stanley Cup Finals last night at PPG Paints Arena. The defending champs hosting Nashville in the series opener. 26-year-old Jacob Waddell vacuum sealed a catfish and snuck it in. He's a Nashville fan. Threw it onto the ice. Got kicked out and then got arrested. Did you guys hear the charges?
Yeah.
One of them is possession of an instrument of crime.
What? No.
Oh, also, disorderly conduct and, get ready, disrupting a meeting.
Disrupting a meeting?
I want to know how many crimes you can commit with a catfish, and I want a list to
Me
prove
too.
That he was...
I want the YouTube. I want to see these crimes. So, officials from Nashville have taken action from offering free legal counsel to a councilman, Freddie O'Connell, requested Allegheny County Metro pardon Waddell. It's a hockey game. Now a catfish is more dangerous than an octopus? More scared of Lene Kukua than the beast from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea? Come on,
catfish.
As we ask.
What are you doing?
I just love imagining that the lawyers are just kind of lining up. Oh, I really want to be
Anything.
A part of this. Whatever this is, sign me
this
up.
This isn't pro bono. I'll pay
I'm
you.
I'm sorry, catfish is a weapon? Yeah, I want to be
in.
Part of this one.
That's why I went to law school.
To Terry Fry, I ask.
What are you doing?
So it was a tweet that he later deleted, but as we know in the Twitter sphere, once you hit send, it is officially too late because screen caps last forever. Terry Fry, who is the son of the former Oregon football coach, was actually a guest on this show a couple years ago to talk about his book, was a columnist in Colorado, sent an epically moronic tweet after Takuma Sato won the Indy 500 over the weekend, edging Helio Castroneves. Fry's tweet, and I'm quoting, "Nothing specifically personal, but I am very uncomfortable with a Japanese driver winning the Indianapolis 500 on Memorial Day weekend," end quote. Now, he is certainly not the only person to tweet this, but he's the only one who at the time had a job as a sports columnist for a major publication, a job he does not hold anymore because of this tweet. I don't think I have to go into the fact that there are many United States service members who have lost their lives who happen to be of Japanese descent, do I? Like, we can just leave it at the fact that this was a dumb racist tweet, right? I'm seriously asking because I know 2017 is like the big return for Nazis and racist people in general in our country. No, we're all okay thinking this is a dumb racist tweet? Okay. To Terry Fry, I ask.
What are you doing?
To
Jeez, man.
This might be too easy.
This
but
is like T-ball today with these people.
Tiger Woods.
What are you doing?
Yeah, speaking
Give
of which.
I actually went back the first Sunday in August, 2013.
No, Steve did math. He's doing this one.
Tiger won the WC Bridgestone, his fifth victory of that year, on his way to winning Player of the Year. Less than 4 years ago, his last win, and everybody knows now, he got picked up near his mansion in Florida for a Dewey. And I get it. He says, I wasn't drinking. But mixing four different medications and the rumor about his chintziness, where he asked for separate checks after he was out to lunch with the Navy SEALs, whose time he got. This is beyond cheap. I did the math. Where he lives and where he was arrested, West Palm Beach, 18, 20 miles from his home on Jupiter Beach. We're talking $30 to $45. And I'm guessing in his case, he wouldn't even include a tip. So playing the I wasn't drinking card doesn't really help. Almost makes you more of an idiot. Presence of mind to avoid alcohol, but so many pills, you fell asleep at the wheel. Come on, dude. Be better, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To tennis player Maxime Hamou, I ask.
What are you doing?
Wow. So this is next level stupid. An example of a dude feeling himself a bit too much after a match. A match he lost, by the way. So Hamou is the 287th ranked player in the world in tennis and was given a wild card entry into the French Open. He lost yesterday to Pablo Cuevas. Then, after the match, a reporter for Eurosport, Maylee Thomas, was trying to interview the both of them about the match. She sidles up next to Hamou to, you know, get in a better position to ask the questions and be in good view of the camera, which is stationary. When she does that, Hamou grabs her around the shoulder and kissed her temple. Then he compounded it by trying to force her in closer so he could kiss her on the neck. Like, Thomas is trying to pull herself out of his grasp the entire time, but he physically forces her closer so he could try to kiss her. She actually does a really good job of conducting the interview despite this dude sexually harassing her live on television. Jeez. The French Tennis Federation responded today by revoking his accreditation, which means he is banned from the French Open. Good move as a tennis player. Thomas was interviewed by the Huff Post after it all went down and said it was unpleasant and that if she weren't live on the air, she would have punched him. I'm honestly a little bit surprised someone else didn't do it for her, as we ask.
What are you doing?
On-camera punch.
Yeah.
To New York Giant owner John Mara, I ask.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I get the national anthem protest drew battle lines when it came to Kaepernick. And because of that, you know, Constitution, that document, everybody's entitled to voice their opinion. But this guy talking about the uproar that could have happened if they signed Kaepernick is a big tone deaf. This is the same guy who publicly supported Josh Brown, who admitted to abusing his wife and terrorizing his kids. I mean, that's okay, but someone does exactly what we ask. Legal, peaceful protest, most American thing ever, and this is the end of the world. And we wonder why the NFL and Commissioner Goodell have seen a dip in ratings. Ray Rice, cool. Vic, the man. Josh Brown, kick it through there, baby. Daddy Mara is spinning in his grave, as we ask.
What are you doing?
That's a wrap.